You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Okay, well, this should be pretty easy. It's a pow day. Yeah, how freaking cool to see snow in the valley yesterday. Come on. Yeah, on my drive home from Nagomi Sushi last night, I'm talking like Star Wars hyperspeed. So fun. So pretty. For those of us who are still lamenting a lack of winter, yeah, today is your day. This is for you. 14 centimeters on the snow ruler this morning, and you bet your bottom dollar there's going to be deeper pockets in areas because yesterday's wind speeds from the south southwest were pretty high. I'm talking a spicy 80 k's at one point on Glacier Chair that we felt. So there's going to be some distribution into north facing features. I'm talking backside to 7th, Spankies. Yeah, peak's going to be loaded in areas, and there's going to be some shrouded areas too, you know, some shallow spots from those high winds. So be anticipative of that in the high alpine. And speaking of high, yeah, those temperatures are not. What with the freezing level being down to valley bottom pretty much last night, hence the snow, we're looking at -3 at Pig Alley this morning. Yeah, still 0 degrees at Olympic, -7 at the Horseman Hut and the tippy top of Whistler with, yeah, moderate wind speeds. I was still talking like 50 plus kilometers an hour at the tippy tops of WB. So today we're going to see wind speeds lower a little with some light snow, but some sunny breaks this afternoon. So maybe an alpine high of say -2 around 1800 meters at that's the roundhouse and the rendezvous. But yesterday felt cool as expected with that wind chill. So with wind chill today could well feel a low of -14. Yeah. Gives us a base of, well, yesterday was 1.29 meters at the Catskinner weather plot, 2.25 meters at, Pig Alley. And yeah, I'm still making the most of Blackcomb because the Alpine opens earlier, but with it only being open for another week. But you know that worked out last week, you know, some Blackcomb laps and then a later opening for the Whistler Alpine, wherein, yeah, Upper Peak to Creek is not groomed today. There'll be a lot more AV control in that tenure. And you can see from the grooming report that Cruiser and Hughes Heaven are runs of the day on Blackcomb, Green Acres and Adagio on Whistler, but apparently Jersey Cream Wall is groomed. That's on the grooming report for Blackcomb today. So, yeah, variable visibility to be expected this morning, but hopefully some sunny breaks this afternoon. So pack your low light lens, wear some sunscreen, prepare for all eventualities, but definitely some cooler temperatures with those wind chills. And if you're waiting around for, say, peak chair to open, take snacks always, but layer up for a wait this morning. But nothing at the corrals this morning, and of course Fresh Tracks is open. It's a locals pow day, and going by volume from the past couple days, it'll be quiet, but yeah, we're all frothing for it, I'm sure, you know, one of the last hurrahs. But it's already been the last hurrah for the two park that is closed for the remainder of the season. And on the long range here, I know it was a bit optimistic, a bit early to say that it's going to be toasty on Saturday. Still some sunshine forecast for Saturday and Sunday. Great news for the slush cup with that high freezing level, but it is early days. But we do have some more precip on Thursday afternoon and evening. Yeah, so a little more snow expected after today's flurries this morning. And yeah, a slightly higher freezing level Thursday, Friday. But yeah, with that freezing level down the valley, we're going to have some good quality cold smoke today. I am pumped. And yeah, so I do want to wrap this up and get moving to the hill. So let's give you your road and valley weather report brought to you, of course, by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new adventure vehicle in the Sea to Sky. Sky. Because on the Sea to Sky, yeah, there was some snow and slush last night. Luckily, this morning, yeah, that has been cleared. Just some sort of wet conditions. Even the side neighborhoods here in Whistler looking great. But some a delayed transmission on the Duffy Lake webcam. Expect winter driving conditions, of course, at that elevation. But a couple things are happening on the road now. Oh, yeah. We're into road maintenance season, and that includes some construction work happening between Brunswick Beach Road in Lyons Bay and Porto Cove, a 9-kilometer stretch there. It isn't slope stabilization, but it is slope mitigation work in and around Loggers Creek, and there will be some single lane alternating traffic, and so you should be expecting delays through that section. That's right through until Friday, April 12th, midweek from 8 until 4 p.m., Yeah, that will affect your drive. So give extra time for your journey through that section. And obviously take snacks, water in your vehicle at all times, but particularly on the Duffy Lake Road, still winter driving conditions up there for sure. And in the valley today, well, yesterday we had a max temperature of 4 degrees, much cooler than anticipated, with 13.5 mils of precip. And today a high of potentially 8 degrees, but wet flurries at a 60% chance this afternoon and some clearing of that low valley cloud and other cloud this afternoon to bring us some sunny breaks. So yeah, potentially a high of 8, therefore, when we feel that solar effect, but maybe even 12 near and in and around Pemberton. But with that bit of high pressure and clearing skies tonight, a cooler temp too. So -3 overnight into tomorrow's kind of mix of sun and cloud. That -3 means that, yeah, a lot of that melt and rain on the roads could well ice over overnight. So be wary of that for tomorrow morning. Yeah. Biking? Oh, come on. You're not biking today. You're going to get a last fix of snow. I'm not going to tell you that, yeah, hindsight is good to go. I already told you that yesterday. But and no, somebody on their e-bike on the single track Mind, there are some snow patches, mostly rideable, and a couple that they had to do a short push through. But yeah, we're not getting into that. I'm still holding on to winter for at least another week, and especially because the Ski and Snowboard Festival is well underway with the 72-hour filmmaker showdown happening tonight at the Westin Ballroom. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. I will see you there. But also today, a really cool thing happening at the library in the community room, and that's Business Basics looking at digital tools for business, and that's at 6 p.m. this evening. You know, if you're looking if you're struggling, you know, to maybe stay organized in your business, this could be a great workshop for you, looking at file storage, digital calendars, timesheets, and, you know, digital security, to-do lists, all of that. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed in that capacity, this could be, you know, great to give you a little extra bandwidth and some extra tools. So, oh, the library, you're amazing. Also amazing, oh, some live music today from the Hair Farmers, of course, at Dusty's from 3:30, along with Pat and Mike at the Dublin Gate. It is karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge as well, with Swedish After Ski, I believe, still happening at the Longhorn today. And after yesterday's Food Safe one, the run by the Whistler Chamber of Commerce, at the Whistler Chamber Gateway Boardroom today between 9 and 12 is in Foreign Worker Programs Explained. It's a 3-hour workshop to simplify express entry, NOC codes, the LMIA, all of these things. If that interests you, to try and level up your immigration expertise. Yeah, for chamber members, just $75, but future members, $105. Happening this morning, if you are not heading up for POW, at 7:30 at Green Lake, Arc'teryx Ambassador Claudia is going to be doing and explaining the benefits of cold exposure therapy, or opportunity to get into cold plunging. Yeah, at 7:30, it must be by the boat launch in that dock at Green Lake. Not too sure of the exact location. You can look it up if that interests you. What does interest me as well is always Whistler history, and the Off the Lip, the Rise of Snowboarding exhibit at the Whistler Museum is finishing at the end of the month, and it has a big history with the World Ski and Snowboard Festival, the first one of which was back in April 1996, and that was the museum's first snowboard display as well that month. So yeah, a really great reminder to enjoy that amazing museum with entrance just by donation. Yeah, the Whistler Museum has that amazing exhibit on right now. And speaking of amazing, Katie at the Handlebar, well done. She drank one of every beer on their list yesterday. That is impressive. I don't know if I could do it. Yeah, way to go, girl. I am proud. And at the Handlebar, they are going to be celebrating the close of Blackcomb. Blackcomb Gaper Day, indeed, with breakfast pizza. Oh, yeah, Sunday at 10 a.m. Groovy tunes and prizes for best outfits. So, bada bing. And that's such a great photo of Johnny Law on the Instagram in the suit. Amazing. Amazing news as well for bread lovers like myself, what with Ed's Bread in Creekside now doing a new bread subscription. You can pick up at a country sourdough every Thursday for $10 if you pre-order 7 in advance. So you save money. All about that. And yeah, getting breadicated. We're going to make it a hashtag. So the new bread subscription, you can find that with Bread in Creekside via their portals, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can also find Out of Services episode 4, their Backcountry Ender episode online with, of course, Jeff Brown competing in Intersection on Thursday. But yeah, you can check out of Services episode 4 online already. And I know it's April and June, it is going to come around quick. And that means the Space Days Festival up near Birken will come around really quick too at the end of June. And that's going to be the 28th until the 30th. And they are accepting vendor applications for food, retail and craft vendors. So if you want to get involved in that capacity, that's going to be a great opportunity for you or people you know. So something to consider. Along with the fact that Whistler Children's Festival has tickets on sale via Arts Whistler. That'll come around pretty quickly too. And if you missed Laugh Out Live's one night stand, don't worry. Yeah, the Laugh Out Live crew have another opportunity for you to check out some comedy. Their variety show is happening at the Maury Young Arts Centre on April 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. That's going to come up real quick. Can't believe it's the 9th. Wow. And Whistler Triathlon, the Whistler Triathlon Club is accepting new members if you are looking to, get involved with some maybe triathlon goals. Yeah, they'll be having sessions held at the same times on Mondays and Fridays at Meadow Park. And that's at 6:15 in the morning. Oh, no, not for me. I am looking forward to some sleep-ins. Yeah, for the summer. Getting to the summer schedule of the Pulse in a week. I know. It's bittersweet for sure. Also bittersweet is the fact that Intersection on Thursday is, of course, sold out, with it being one of the most popular events of the Whistler Ski and Snowboard Festival. Always such an amazing vibe. Haven't missed one yet. And if you don't have access to a ticket for that event, don't worry. They are going to be live streaming it at the Longhorn, actually. So there's another opportunity for you to look at that. And yeah, your opportunity to use the singing pass. Even after today, I'm going to say that she gone. Somebody did ski out Singing Pass to Oboe Creek, but then skied back up through Symphony just a day ago. And yeah, the skin up to Symphony was pretty rough at the start, but did quickly get better. But as Eric Carter put, no. Go back through the resort. Singing Pass and a bunch of crossbones. So yeah, even after today, I wouldn't risk it. Plan to come back in resort. And speaking of in resort, or rather in Whistler, some birthdays to shout out today, including Keith Simpson's, Whistler alumni, I should say, Amanda Ellison's, and Cody Nathaniel's birthday today too, and Squamish resident Laura Spence, Jody Wall's birthday, another Whistler alumni. Happy birthday, team. Yeah, I hope you had phenomenal days. Because, oh yeah, you betcha, phenomenal facts from the phenomenal Stinkies on the Stroll. Did you know that it was on this day in 1768 that John Hancock refused to allow two British customs agents to go below deck of his ship, which was actually considered by some historians to be the first act of physical resistance to British authority in the colonies? Yeah. But in 1869, here's a goodie, you know, the Hudson Bay Company ceded its territory to Canada on this day. Yeah.
1869. You're welcome. Or that in 2012, The Lion King became the highest grossing Broadway show, overtaking The Phantom of the Opera. Yeah, I know. Or that Queen, who were newly signed to EMI Records, they played a showcase gig for their new record label at the Marquee in London. That was on this day in 1973. And then they released their debut single, Keep Yourself Alive, just 3 months later. Yeah, I know. Let's see, ABBA were at number one with Dancing Queen on this day in 1977, and Billy Ocean in 1988 was at number one with Get Out of My Dreams and Get Into My Car. Love that tune. That should get some airplay today. But I am loving this joke after, of course, not seeing any effect of the solar eclipse yesterday due to the cloudiness of our locale. Today's joke of the day, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. Dad, can you tell me what a solar eclipse is? No, son. Oh, yeah, a lot of people loving that one yesterday. And the track that I'm loving today is from Georgia. I know she's featured in a playlist most recently too. She's a British vocalist from London, bruv. And she's collaborated with The Gorillaz, Muramasa, Honna, like you name it. And it's her track, Too Much of Too Little, that I'm really digging right now. Another female vocalist after yesterday's Olympia track, Too Much Too Little. And you know what? You can never have too much. April Powell is what I'm going with, and I am stoked to get up there. So, bye. Let's put that on a wrap, and I'll see you up there.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting, and après needs.